Good morning, everybody. Today we have Nishant and Tamod from the Auroville Theatre Group, and they have a production coming up. Can you please tell us more about your production?
It's a collaborative production between Auroville Theatre Group and Polygon Theatre Group, Tallinn, Estonia. And it's the title is Fear Walkers, and it's adapted by folks to Estonian story, Popija Huhu, and it's like a physical movement based production, and
I noticed that there's no talking. It's like it's all movement.
Yeah, it's all movement. The base is, or the plot is, that there's a man and a woman in search of each other. Yeah, and in search of each other, and I would say I don't want to reveal everything right now for the listeners, but I would say it's related to our life and to ourselves, that sometimes we don't we misunderstand ourselves, our personality, our relation to different people, or like those one who are close to us. For example, the actual story is that there's a master and a monkey and a dog. So the master goes, one day he left and never comes back. And now there's a dispute between a monkey and a dog. And dog is like very humble, well-trained and loyal, kind. And on the other hand, monkey is very cruel. And it represents a personality and I would say the human nature, and I will not quote it, but a human nature, sometimes when we have those qualities, but we, how we come across those qualities and how we explore and give it to other person and all. So Tamur, our director, he adapted that. He wrote that, that's his idea, and he adapted that story into today's scenario, in this era, today's era, how we deal with each other and all. And then there's a man and a woman now in the story who explores themselves and finds some things which is related to innovation or not, but how we discover those things and how those things influenced our life, our personality, and becomes something different. And there's a fear how we approach things, how we confront things, feelings, emotions, and all. It goes like this.
I should add to Nishant that actually, in our story, yes, the idea came from monkey and a dog, and for now it's adapted to a situation that actually there are two beings who are living on trash fields. Because there isn't any more place to live in a world. So, and they are like trying to become human beings. But they have to discover and remember things, and how to act with them, and how to behave, and learn again to be human beings. So they have a kind of memory, but it does not work in this meaning properly. So if Nishant says that there is a woman and a man, yes, perhaps. Perhaps there is a different gender, perhaps there are different sex, perhaps there are two, maybe opposite side, maybe only one whole person. So this is our reality. Right now, we have to remember who we are. Otherwise, there is no nice solutions anymore. Not in politics, not in economy, not in nature, etc.
Cool, thank you. How long have you been working on this production for?
Actually, the idea has been on about 2 years, but really rehearsal period is about a month and a half. This is not very much for a physical theatre, because we are really discovering kind of new methods. But also, for me, theatre is actually, let's say, a temple. And if I'm directing, so I'm actually, at the time of a performance, it's going to be like traditional ceremony, which perhaps we are lucky to connect with the world, establish the connection. So it's sort of kirtan, as musicians do. So it contains a lot, and it demands a lot. And I really hope that perhaps here in our villa is a special kind of audience, and people who really love and understand that way to communicate as theatre is, at the same time as spiritual as much it possible.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to share about the play?
Yeah, it actually happens that Aurovilla will have 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So Estonian Republic becomes in February also 100 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And Polygon Theatre becomes in May 10 years old. Mm. So it happens for us like three great anniversaries together.
Yeah.
And it happens that I'm lucky to be here, and I'm very grateful for that, and this is extraordinary possibility also to give a first performance after Parat Niva's renovation. So it's maybe it's kind of coincidence like they are, but this all makes like whole perfect situation. And I really hope that it will be talkative to everybody.
Where can we see this? Where can we come and see this production?
The performance is in Bharat Niwas on 26th, 27th and 28th of Jan.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they are our only performances here. So after that, there will be two more performances in Ranga Shankara in Bangalore, which is a very popular and famous theatre, and also as there is also quite big film industry and theatre industry in Canada. So there are like two extra possibilities. If you can't come to see us here, so please come there. Yeah.
Where can I buy a ticket?
So there's no tickets for this production in Bharat Niwas. It's for the community and all over, so it's free.
It's free, but I don't know, probably you should book yourself in somewhere to get, because how many seats there are?
Like sort of 500 something.
Yeah, but it can be that they will be like all,
yeah,
all full.
So
full
be
house.
On the time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Anything else you would like to add?
I'm really lucky to work with such kind of production team as Aurovilla Theatre Group, and of course special thanks for actors, because the days are long It demands a lot of physical skills, but also commitment and nice humor and calm being and understanding. Because it always, if people are coming so different from so different places, because Nishant is, let's say, local in this meaning, but Stena Öhman, who is acting or his partner for Nishant, she's actually coming from Finland, and I'm from Estonia, and here in Orville there are a lot of different nationalities, and that's why we are also somehow trying to, let's say, fit it all together, because of a cultural perhaps differences, which actually always in such kind of creative world there actually are no differences between humans and creative persons, and also about languages, and also, I don't know, about music or habits or what is common in one on one field or together. So it yes, it's gonna be nice, and if a process is nice, it always will be connected, or the show will like contain this feeling, and it will support. So please come to this like new kind of theater.
Yeah.
And take it as it is, but at the same time don't forget yourself that you are human too, and theater is always about life.
Yeah.
So it means about you.
I'm really excited to see this production.
Yeah, now we like pushed it so high that expectations are so high that everybody, yes, please, yeah. No, this is not about that, but you see, you can't have a let the director talk, because it's never ending.
But one thing that I'm agree on, it's a multi-nationality production, because Martha, our set designer,
yeah,
she is from Sweden.
Sweden, yes.
And Mahi is from Israel.
But actually, Martha is Italian, who lives in Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
This way.
And Franzi, our stage manager, is from Germany.
Germany. And
our producer is from States.
Yeah, and Mahi is
Israel. She's from
Israel.
Yeah. Who speaks French?
Yeah, who speaks French. So it's
yeah,
multinational, as it meant it to be.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So nice.